Min kampus Alihor, Mijaj Karsten Shvirok. Koma l-raba program fit-tielet sensiela ta' minn Campus għal-ieħor u bekk fuq Campus FM għal min sa' manki sensieliet l-oħra u l-programmi l-oħra f'din l-ewwel parti ta' din it-tielet sensiela jaf illi bażikament dak li nipprova nagħmel huwa insegwi l-iżvilupp ta' karriera ta' persuna li nitħaddet magħha għal matul dan il-programm u permess ta' din l-intervista ta' dan il-konfront nsiru nafu mhux biss dik il-persuna manki l-qasam li dik il-persuna topera fih. U speċjalment jekk ikunu ċertu rakkonti forsi li jeħduna lura anki fi ftit fi żmien, naraw anki ċirkostanzi partikolari jistgħu jkunu soċjali, ekonomiċi, anke politiċi li bniedem ikun esperjenza propju għax il-medda ta' snin illi bniedem ikun żviluppa fiha mhix mifruda minn dak li kun għaddej fis-soċjetà tagħna u fil-inħawi illi wieħed ikun żviluppa l-karriera tiegħu. Ħafna drabi l-mistednin fuq dal programm ikunu Ewropej, kellna wkoll xi Amerikani, kellna wkoll xi influenzi mill-Asja, ftit kienu dawk mill-Afrika. U ironikament dawk mill-Afrika ta' fuq, viċin tagħna tant, imma kif nafu ċertu drabi nisimgħu iktar dwar stejjer, pereżempju ta' migrazzjoni, milli ta' kollaborazzjoni ta' artistiċi jew edukattivi. U l-mistiedna tal-lum hija Wafa Burkis li hija artista mit-Tuniżija, kollega tiegħi ta' dawn l-aħħar ftit snin fuq numru ta' kollaborazzjoni ta' artistiċi u edukattivi u mill-qafas universitarju tagħha se tgħidilna ftit l-esperjenza tagħha personali, l-iżvilupp tagħha, imma kemm jista' jkun ipprovajt inqabbad dad-diskors f'wieħed ftit usa li jirrifletti ftit anki ċ-ċirkostanzi ta' dan il-pajjiż anki f'konfront ma' Malta u l-Ewropa. Fil-qosor, Wafa hija artista multidisciplinarja fil-pittura, fl-arti digitali li ħatis kif ħatisema u appunt importanti ħafna għalija u għal-komunità edukattiva u kreattiva tagħha bħalissa Tuniżija u anki xogħol bil-video. Għamlet numru ta' wirjiet fil-kuntest Mediterranju, il-Festival of Avignon, il-Cerveira Bajaniel u dik ta' Douro ġewwa l-Portugal, Zero One Bajaniel ta' California u ħadmet ma' numru ta' artisti li ħassem minn istess fosthom Fred Forster, Mark Zvarek u Patrick Lihti, hemm influenza anke Amerikana fix-xogħol tagħha. Fl-2013 iddefendiet id-dottorat tagħha propju fuq is-suġġett ta' l-arti digitali. U kif ħa nisimgħu di influenzat ħafna kix-xogħol tagħha minn dak iż-żmien l-hawn. Ħadmet bħala assistenta fl-Istitut Superjuri tal-Arti Multimedjali fl-Università ta' Manuba u anki bħala membru tal-Laboratorju ta' Riċerka ġewwa l-Università ta' Tunis taħt id-direzzjoni ta' Dr. Mohammed Zinel Abdin li kien ukoll qabel Ministru għall-Kultura ġewwa Tuniżija. Hija membru ta' numru ta' kumitati u ta' awtoritajiet ta' tmexxija fuq numru ta' konferenzi li jsiru regolari u kif se nisimgħu ukoll il-linja digitali hija propju dik illi għenet speċjalment matul dawn l-aħħar xhur u sentej b'mod partikolari ħabba l-pandemija żammet dawn il-komunitajiet flimkien u l-kuntatti ħajjin. So welcome back to the listeners of Min Campus Alihor. As you heard through the introduction I gave in Maltese, we're in the program today we're staying very much in the Maltese Mediterranean neighborhood. Recently I was in Brussels on a meeting of Mediterranean collaboration, representing Inizia Med and the Biennale of Young Artists of Europe and the Mediterranean, and with Tunisian collaborators, friends, we were talking about Maltese being described as Il Malti Tabarra, the foreign sort of version of Arabic, l'Arbi Tabarra, that was the expression. And my guest today, Wafa Bourkis, is from neighboring Tunisia, and as the listeners have heard, there's a lot of work which we can describe and detail during this conversation, chartering her career path. So hello, Wafa.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being with me.
Thank you.
Wafa, we've collaborated on a few things, although the period of COVID has somehow made things a bit more complicated. Hopefully, from time to time, we open up again and we'll be able to travel and collaborate and work a bit more around various challenges and restrictions, which have always existed, however. So issues of visas, issues of funds, these have always existed and probably they will. They will always stay with us. Wafa, to start off, especially to then describe more about your work in what you describe, multidisciplinary art. Can I ask you where it started off? So if we go back in time and we sort of try to remember early school, early influences, early education, where did it all start off, your sort of love affair with art?
It starts at the age of 4 with my mother. She was a painter, a teacher at the primary school, and she was painting on the wall. And I have influenced by her, and I painted from the beginning with her at the school.
This was in Tunisia, yes?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about sort of the environment, the atmosphere of you doing this through your mother, but also through educational institutes? My experience is mostly related to the arts college in Siliana, in so northwest sort of Tunisia, through a few collaborations I had there. But can you tell us a little bit about your environment?
My environment, I was at the youth house of Hammam Sous, and I have in a club of painting and photography. And after my baccalaureate, I was very enthusiastic by painting, and I have a scientific baccalaureate, but I wanted to go to art school. And I have made a test in drawing. It was very expressive, the drawing of a chair, and I succeeded at this test, and I entered to the art school at the high school of fine arts of Tunis, Tunisia.
Yeah, I think mentioning Sous and mentioning Tunis now, Wafa, for the locally based listeners, Maltese listeners, or people who are somehow sort of related to the scene in Malta, but maybe are also familiar with a Tunisian connection. And there's been so many relations over the years, over the centuries, between the two countries, and that sort of they must recall maybe experiences and connections and collaborations, and sometimes mm-hmm. even amongst ourselves, we talk about sort of how maybe even surprising it is that there aren't more, because the proximity and the level of collaboration are not sort mm-hmm. of proportionate in a way. But you're telling us about sort of this development. You had through different stuff, schools, experiences, and in a way moving up and moving on. And from what I said at the beginning as well of this program, you sort of moved on even on an academic level, but even in terms of collaboration. But I guess this period in time you're describing was formative also because of the particular time that Tunis and Tunisia were passing mm-hmm. through. Was there a sort of a vibrant educational visual scene, network, community that you were part of at the time?
It was an academic environment. My family was all teachers and a primary and secondary school, and my uncles also are director of primary school, so I have all influence to have academic environment to go to art school. Some problems with my father, because I'm a girl to move 140 kilometers from my home, my parents' home, so it was very difficult. and my brother defended me to go. And after my teacher of fine arts defended me, because he was at the cafe with my father. And he convinced him to move, to let me move. After I have some exhibitions with the youth house of Hammam Sousse at a hotel, and it was very successful exhibition, painting. Many neighbors told to my father that was good painting, and I am very talented. And after I have some exhibitions after I have my diploma. With the Ministry of Culture. And I have many, I don't know how much exhibition I did since 2002 and at now I have maybe 30 exhibitions from Tunisia, in Tunisia. At many cultural events.
Mm-hmm. Wafa, it was really interesting when you mentioned the sort of efforts you needed to make as an artist, as a woman, trying to sort of find your way and establish your way, and also assert your credentials as someone who's maybe not following the traditional paths. Even in the artistic field, it's hard even for a male, for a man, for a young man to assert himself in the field. And the period you're talking to us about, sort of 20 years or so, would have been hard for anyone, let alone for someone who maybe, yes, had the advantage of having sort of the academic background and the educational support that you had, in order to explore further your skills and your capabilities and your interests. But it's really interesting the way you describe that somehow within your family setting, your home setting, possibly out of a number of concerns, sort of personal, social, career-wise, but I'm sure even traditional ones, where you'd have the father family figure not really enthusiastic about a move in that direction, and how you had a sort of a concerted support team coming in from family, also your brother, and sort of also colleagues of your father, who sort of somehow weighed in order to support this dynamic. I wonder whether it would have been easier today, maybe, with things having moved on, and also having moved on socially, politically in Tunisia. But at the time, it was quite a challenge, I'm sure.
Yes, it was a very, very hard challenge to me to improve myself as a woman and an artist in our traditional environment.
Yes.
I have some support from many friends, journalists and painters. Especially a journalist who made me a star, maybe. He's called Hassan Ben Ali. He's very sick now. I hope he will be established. And my friends from many environment like. My friend Naira, she supported me, and especially my sisters, because one day I had a personal exhibition, and it was not very communicated by the staff. So all my sisters gave me some flowers, and they visited me at Matt. It was very, very joyful event with the presence of my sisters.
There are those moments, aren't there, when we look back as well, and you see those moments where it's possibly family or family and friends or colleagues, even fellow students sometimes, where you get the support you need.
I was teacher in secondary school, and it was my first personal exhibition at the LGM, and all my students, I teach mostly 600 pupils, so maybe 200 of them came for me to the youth. It was very very good event. I can't explain that very
particular atmosphere.
I have a very sensitive painting, so many times I have critics on my painting. Some colleagues or my teachers said me that it's not the same person who paint all this. So I have many influences of Jackson Pollock, sometimes of Van Gogh, sometimes I don't have any exact reference. So any critics who want to visit my exhibition said it's not the same person who paint all this.
multiple people, multiple personalities and energies coming into this work. Obviously, we're doing this over radio, so we can't show pictorially, visually, directly the works you're referring to. However, is there a presence of them or online, Wafa? My guest today on campus is from Wafa Burkis, from Tunisia. Is there sort of a portal, something where people can sort of consult and review online the works?
I don't understand your question.
Basically, is there an internet site which brings your work together, where people can see it?
Yes. When I was preparing my PhD, I was very fan of some digital works, and I have collaborated with some artists online.
Mm-hmm.
It was my doctorate PhD director, Madame Hayat Lili, who told me about the name of Fred Forest, the French artist. He's very famous in France. And I searched him. I discovered that he has an event online. So I entered to the platform Second Life. It's a multi-user virtual environment. And I connected with Fred Forest, the famous one, with Philippe Vachereau, his assistant, his director of project. And I was very interested on digital territories to my research. So he has encouraged me to collaborate with him in his project, and I was his assistant at Digital Territory, especially the work named entitled Territoire de Mètre Carré, two square meter. Territory. So since this project, I was very famous online, and many project came after with American artists like Patrick Lipke. I have many projects with Festival of Cerveira at Portugal, and I have a communication officer for the Presidential Virtual Museum, WebNet Museum of Fred Forest, at the Ecom Day, and I have participated in very communications, academic communication for many universities about all my projects.
This dimension of the online world is quite crucial, and also, as we know, through communication means, channels, and other tools that we apply, there's sort of that interesting dynamic between the two. Wafa, let us just pause there in order to come back to this very interesting topic of the digital dimension and communication, and you also go into the field of education and learning. By listening to one of your favorite singers in preparing for this program, when I asked you for any tracks you would like us to hear during the program in campus, Lihor, today my guest Wafa Burkis from Tunisia, you said Fairuz. You said sort of everything Fairuz, is captured in one word, in one artist, this very iconic artist. Let's listen to the first track today and then come back also to speak a little bit about Fairuz.
تذكر وقتها آخر كلمة قلتها
Today's Min Campus Alihor. My guest today is Wafa Burkis from Tunisia, multidisciplinary artist, and we're talking a little bit about your early steps, but also moving on into seeing how all these dimensions of creativity in visual art are panning out through your experiences in Tunisia, but we're also seeing elsewhere in Europe and also outside Europe. But there we just heard the first track from Fairuz, which we listened to. Can you just tell me something, Wafa? Why Fairuz? Why is this iconic figure in music so important?
Fairuz is a very famous Lebanese singer. All Arabs world listen her at the morning. It's very relaxing music and very very good singer. I love. I was at from my child. From I was a child, I have a violin. So my teacher, music teacher, I learned the violin.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So I have learned some songs of Fairuz on violin. So that's why I like her.
As you said, it's a figure who's always there. It is true even today. Years have passed, but even on my travels to Tunisia, but also Algeria, also Egypt, a figure that somehow transcends local differences and cultural differences, because somehow it's one of those figures, and there are others as well. But in her case, possibly one of those who sort of really stands out, and effortlessly, it seems that it's part of the musical education, upbringing, and diet of so many people within Arab cultures, or touching Arab culture, because sometimes you get even people who maybe are not bred and brought up within, say, North Africa or the Middle East, but somehow Fairuz is there and transpires into other areas as well of one's everyday life and everyday work. You are very right.
Yeah.
And I guess since before even listening to the first track, We're introducing a little bit the digital dimension of your work. I guess one of the very important things that has happened to keep us connected during the pandemic period, which was present mm-hmm. and challenging everywhere, including mm-hmm. Tunisia, and also a way of giving us a possibility of furthering our work and connections and research and collaborations has been the digital dimension. And in fact, I wanted to ask you, Wafa, your presence even online, for example, through LinkedIn and other social networks is very much there, is very present. So within your context and environment, but even maybe if you look a little bit around at your students, at colleagues, how important is that digital dimension to keep in touch and to keep communicating and working on projects, even on an international sphere?
For me, connecting with my students very important during the pandemic period. I have drawing courses online.
Mm.
And yes, it was very difficult to teach them drawing with camera.
Yes.
Sometimes the internet shut down and some problems. But for me to teach them online is very very useful because. Especially during their project of final studies, because my students make some video games design and yes, and they do web design, and so it's very useful for them to connect with me to show me their project.
Yes.
For creativity, I was connected with many online courses, mm-hmm. I have some online communications. The last one was with my PhD director, my ex PhD director, Mr. Amos Falgombe, at the conference Digital Humanities at mm-hmm. University of Valenciennes. So it was very useful for me to not go to France and have the sanitary pass mm-hmm. and the visa and very complicated things to go. Because Tunisia was in red region,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
maybe it's since the pandemic.
Yes.
So I have some conference online, either at my University of Manova, when I am teaching at the High Institute of Multimedia Arts. At Tunisia, we have symposium about digital artworks and real virtual imagery team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it was very useful for me to connect with other people, other universities all over the world. And many artists to have exhibition online or conference online is very, very good for us. I have also participated on a painting party with an American artist.
Mm-hmm.
I have a live painting with him, and his name is Seth Benzel. It's on Instagram, Facebook, and other.
So how does this work? Wafa, could you explain it? It's a painting party with live painting online.
The painter takes he communicates with us by Instagram or to prepare our material 1 week before, and after he paints in live.
So it's a live, session which is streamed,
which is
transmitted and broadcast.
And we paint at the same time of him, step by step.
Okay, so it's like a dual experience in tandem, in parallel, in this case between the US and Tunisia, and keeping sort of not only yourselves connected, but also yourselves with your community. With your viewers, with your supporters, with your critics, and also with students, I imagine, who are very much at the heart of this process to pass on the skills in order to keep in touch on a wider level.
Yes.
At one point, Wafa, today my guest on Campus FM in Campus Elihor, Wafa Burkis from Tunisia, you were telling us how sometimes sort of we take for granted certain movements, certain possibilities of travel, of collaboration, of accessing funding with, for example, a Tunisian perspective in mind in relation to most of all, France, even in an artistic sense, in a creative sense, but so much more and so much beyond, as you have mentioned yourself, even the US. I remember even this recent meeting I had attended in Brussels, where a number of people could not make what maybe from a European perspective has become normal praxis, normal and quite simplified operations in order to travel, to obtain the necessary paperwork, to have the green pass, and whatever sort of obstacles come our way, be able to face them with a level of maybe simplified bureaucracy and get through. But you're reminding me of other realities where you'd have people sometimes not being able to travel. Experiences with young artists over the past at least 20 years through the Biennale of Young Artists of Europe and the Mediterranean who would miss the opportunity in order to support their artwork, say, from Tunisia or from Morocco or from wherever in France and Switzerland and Belgium, where the French language and French connection obviously is a big, big cultural dynamic, and also sometimes where, as you described very well yourself, the digital dimension helps to bridge that. It doesn't give a complete satisfactory alternative sometimes to being there physically presenting one's work, discussing and networking in person, but at least it offers the possibility of having a connection, of having a dynamic. How important is it for your students as well, not only to follow lessons, for example, as you described before, but to keep sort of in touch with what's happening? When we know that sometimes even the digital dimension isn't easy, when Wi-Fi connections, when internet connections, when digital connections are maybe not all centered in the cities, we mentioned Tunis, we mentioned Sousse, but also further inland, where connections sometimes are not easy at all.
Yes, it's very hard for us.
Yeah, it's a challenge which sometimes we take for granted. So yes, it is a dynamic which somehow I admire very much my colleagues, for example in Siliana, who really do not give up and keep persisting, keep trying to find alternative ways where somehow possibly these collaborations keep working both internally, both between places not in Tunis with the capital, with students, and then also sort of propagating and opening up on a wider international dimension. Waf, I suggest we stop a moment again to listen to another track by Fairuz to allow us to get into the atmosphere also musically of this iconic Arab singer, who again, as we said, easily connects because she transcends so many local differences and also challenges that face North Africa and the Middle East regularly, and somehow bringing a bit more connection also through this musical dimension. Melodic track by Fairuz, chosen by my guest today on Min Campus, Elihor Wafa Burkis from Tunisia, speaking to me from Tunis. We're coming to the last part of our program, our last section. And just before the break, Wafa, we were talking about the international dimension and somehow that's so important, even on a local context in terms of Malta. Rarely do creatives, do artists stop here, but rather use connections of Malta, which Malta has built over the years through various institutions, funding possibilities, or even on their own personal steam, in order to reach out and connect before certain connections, including with Tunisia, were not maybe so artistically driven. And recently I was happy to collaborate with the Franco-Maltese artist Katel Delia on an exhibition of 100 years of her own family migrating between Tunisia, Marseille, Paris, and Malta, looking at grandmothers, grandfathers, great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers, up to her own generation, so her father and herself, traveling around and reflecting on all these personal developments in parallel mm-hmm. with political developments, because obviously we have the periods of independence of Tunisia mm-hmm. From France, of Malta, from Britain, and seeing all these last 100 years and all the turmoil that Europe, the Mediterranean, Malta and Tunisia have been through, even on the political micro level. In her case, being an artist, she collected a lot of material, photography, texts, documents, what ironically are called sometimes sans-papiers, paperless migrants stories, which in fact show that there are mounds and mounds and mounds of papers which exist mm-hmm. because of all the documents that would need to be signed and all the passports and all the photography which accompanies such stories. One thing which towards the end of this program I wanted to raise with you, which has already been raised maybe in a more indirect way by you, has been the particular relation with the French dimension, because even mm-hmm. in your case, you already mentioned them, co-supervisor, Professor Ramos, Ferjombe mm-hmm. in France, even other artists and collaborators and other influences and colleagues of yours within the artistic and academic field also somehow mm-hmm. gravitate within that connection, and even your participation on various committees and scientific conference bodies which look at, for example, immersive learning would have this Franco connection. How much is that still important for you, but also within your own artistic, creative community today in Tunisia?
For us, digital works is not very known, but I am the first artist to work seriously on it. At my PhD, my supervisors encouraged me to travel to France, or to go to have some bibliography to my PhD. And it was very important to me to go, because here in Tunisia we have not many research mm-hmm, on mm-hmm. Digital field.
Mm-hmm.
After I finished my PhD, I discovered my university of multimedia arts, I am very attached to it. It's the first time I stay at work more than 5 years at one place.
You have established a base there.
Yeah. Because my students are technophile. They like technology and they understand what I'm working on it on. The staff or my colleagues are very, very good teachers and of digital worlds, digital design. I found at Tunisia a very, very good opportunity to develop myself. My supervisors told me that I am very I like adventures. So all adventure I had at Digital World, I had mm-hmm. it also with my students. And with my colleagues to teach something is not very, very known in Tunisia,
mm-hmm.
Especially virtual augmented reality yep. and VR and very, very impressive students who are very very enthusiastic of digital tools.
Yeah. Yeah. Wafa, nearing now the end of our conversation, my guest today, Wafa Burkis from Tunisia, telling us about yourself, but also in the context of the wider Tunisian recent developments in the field of the creative arts, especially multidisciplinary art of a visual perspective, and also your work in painting, engraving, digital art and video art. This digital dimension has really, really been very strong in our conversation today. Somehow it reflects even the possibility of us having this conversation through the University of Malta Possibility Campus FM of connecting directly. And one thing which I reflect through collaborations with Northern African and even Middle Eastern partners is what I started off from at the beginning, the irony that sometimes we're so close in Malta, but somehow not aware enough of what's going on, which is reflected even from Arab colleagues who say, yes, we're sort of cousins in a way, but there are so many local realities that maybe in most of the news about Tunisia and Malta is about migration and very little else, which is a bit of a great pity, actually. And when we have debates, when we have conversations, recently I was involved in something with people like Professor Vitlian Cremona from the University of Malta, or Darren Zamitloupi, the photographer who follows a lot the migratory scene between Tunisia and Malta, we realize and we reaffirm that there are so many dynamics happening around us on the educational front, on the creative arts front, and the digital element can be a great supporter in opening up our horizons. To come to the end of our conversation, Wafa, maybe you can give us a little bit of comment on what's next for you. What are your future projects?
I will work on video games, because at the pandemic period I was very fan of video games. So I have many students who make video games, game design, and we have a conference. It starts at this Sunday about video games and emerging technologies. It's my future to go at the side of video games, because it's a very important industry emerging in Tunisia. And it's not very developed, so they need our children needs to be supported by academic supervisors. So for me, I will prepare my graduation of maître de conférence. I don't know how it's in English.
Oh yes, the conference methods and methodologies, and sort of the school of thought which you develop around such a perspective.
For me, I will develop some skills on augmented reality and virtual reality. I just bought an Xbox One to play.
So you're investing in research.
To play online, because it's very important to know what my students say and describe their games, the terminology of video games, because I'm a fine artist. I don't know a lot about video games, so I want to improve my skills and develop myself about this field.
Yes.
It's very important for my academic purpose.
It's a very constructive and very hands-on approach, where what you don't know, you need to learn.
For example, I was a fine artist. I don't touch engraving a lot, because it's very expensive material to it's not exist in Tunis. We don't have a good material in Tunisia to make engraving, but for painting there is 1,000 painters in Tunisia, photographers. Yeah, much work. But I want to have an original field to
special take field. Under perspective, yes. Yeah.
I don't want to be one of the sound. I want to be the one of five artists to not. So I want to practice a new technology, new fields like video games. To explore, because we. We don't have these fields. We don't have much artists to work or supervise us after my graduation. Maybe I will be a supervisor of PRG.
Yes, yes, that is true.
Students who don't have many motivation, so yeah. I want to give them more motivation to work on this field.
That's good for you and also for them, because you build that community on the basis of this education.
I play games for most time to know what they are talking about.
Applied research. Wafa, we have come to the end of our interview and our program. I thank you very much for being with us and opening up a few perspectives on realities in creative arts and the digital field, especially in contemporary Tunis and Tunisia in general. And I wish you and all your colleagues and all your students all the best.
Thank you very much for this opportunity, and I want to celebrate my mother, and I say to her, I love you because you encouraged me to be Wafa Bourkis.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, and thank you to her as well, then.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Nittama li dik l-intervista ma' Wafa Bourkis mit-Tunisija oġbitkom fukajna ħafna fuq it-tema tal-arti fil-ambjent digitali, xi ħaġa innovattiva u li f'ambjent bħal ta' Tunisija, dak li forsi aħna nieħdu bħala xi ħaġa magħrufa u magħmula u ma' sfidi ta' kuljum. U nistilinkom li terġa' tingħaqdu magħna l-ġimgħa d-dieħla programm ieħor fis-sensiela minn Campus. Thank you.